When living with cancer, it's important to be informed and know what to expect. But finding the right information can feel overwhelming. That's why UnderstandCancerTogether.com is here to help. We've gathered practical information and resources based on where you are in your cancer journey so that you can focus on the important conversations and decisions of today. UnderstandCancerTogether.com, helping you navigate life with cancer one moment at a time.
Which Manning brother will win the FanDuel Kick of Destiny 3 on Super Bowl Sunday? Peyton or Eli? Make your free pick now to compete for a share of $10 million in bonus bets. May the best Manning win. Only on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Vermont. No purchase necessary. $10 million prize pool to be split equally among all eligible participants who made the correct pick. Prize issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
New rules announced by Dublin City Council on the use of plastic bin bags for rubbish collection has been implemented in Dublin's south inner city, which has been dubbed the Valentine Quarter. And I'm delighted to tell you I'm broadcasting to you from the Valentine Quarter this morning. The new rules mean that residents and businesses in the area who continue to use plastic sacks now risk a fine of up to €150. The ban aims to maintain cleanliness, cut down on littering and prevent seagulls from ripping open the plastic sacks. But will it work? Well, I'm joined now by Mannix Flynn, independent councillor for Dublin City Council. Mannix, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Good morning.
So just spell this out for us. It's only a pilot scheme at the moment.
Well, before Christmas, you had the Lord Mayor, James Gagan, announcing with great fanfare, like, you know, what was going to happen and what was not going to happen. You couldn't put out your black plastic bin and there would be a fine and so on and so forth. And we're all going to have a great, cleaner, better Dublin.
Yeah.
That fell apart, because the reason why it fell apart is that it wasn't organised. It's okay to go and announce something. You know what I mean? But as I said, when you don't organise it.
Now, so, there are some exemptions. I mean, if you're in a heritage Georgian building where there's no place to put your plastic bin, well,
there will be exemptions with households who basically have a problem storing a wheelie bin in the back where they've no room. So there will be exemptions in other areas. This is mainly directed towards the commercial quarter.
Yeah.
We're in the Grafton Street area and Georgia Street area. So the incentive is that plastic bin bags are no longer acceptable on the street, that you'll have to put them into a wheelie bin, and that the commercial companies will lift that to make it look a lot better. That's somewhat confused now, because we haven't really even spoken to the commercial operators as to how this is all going to happen, because they're going to have to change their whole way of going about their actual business. There's also the issue of whether you put them on the roadway or do you put them on the footpath. There's just very small pathways.
But if you're running a small cafe and you've no place to put a series of wheelie bins, what do you do?
Well, again, you know, I mean, don't forget, we have a situation in this country at the moment where there's over 100,000 people without electricity. There's over 100,000 people without water. The infrastructure of this country is falling apart. When it comes to organising small events in an area like this, it's chaos. So you've got a city council with €1 billion, 5,000 staff, 63 councillors, and they can't get one street right. It's very frustrating, Pat. It really, really is. And again, no director from Dublin City Council today. Confusion with the business out there is to where they're going to get fined. Now, the fines will not be issued. People will be informed. It's a gradual process.
Yeah.
But that process is hamstruck by the fact that there's been no proactiveness on it. Dublin City Council, don't forget, commercialised the waste. They got out of waste management. They said they weren't going to do it because we're losing €10 million. That was Owen Keegan. They brought in the commercial individual, but there's been chaos ever since. It's bad on the streets, but it's even worse in social housing settings. So the problem for us is that there's very, very little management. There's no oversight. Now, to be fair to Richard Shakespeare and his team, he's putting in over 100 new waste management individuals to clean the streets. But the point of the matter is, you have competition now between Dublin City Council and the commercial providers. It's chaos out there. And again, you can't walk the streets. On top of that then, Pat, and everybody's noticed it, you've got individuals getting into the black plastic bags looking for plastic bottles.
So they open the plastic bags just to get the few cent on the return scheme?
Yes, and I've been around the city all the weekend, and the state of the place, from bins being pulled out of, you know, of plastic wheelie bins, pulled out of the steel containers and basically strewn across the street. You'll see it on Angel Street, Grafton Street.
So people would be blaming the seagulls, but in many cases it's not the seagulls.
It's not the seagulls. The seagulls will go for food. wood, they won't go for plastic. So you have a chaotic situation unfolding. Now, there was a time when Dublin City Council staff would take those bottles and sell them on. Dublin City Council gave a directive to the staff not to do this, and that led to a proliferation. On top of that then, Pat, you've got people getting into bins with their hands, no protective clothing, then going into a supermarket, taking the same bottles, which are very dirty, and then sticking them into this machine, which again is a health and safety issue. There's major problems down the road.
What is the solution?
The solution is very, very simple, Pat, is organise it right. Organise it like, you know, proper and right.
One of the things you notice in some parts of the world, say in Paris, for example, in the public parks, there are refuse collection, little bins, every probably 20 metres. Here we don't do it because people are being accused of bringing their own domestic refuse and placing them in the bins in the public parks. In other parts of Europe, you'll see collective bins at the end of a road, for example, and residents will bring their stuff and deposit it. And that's the way it
everywhere
works.
Everywhere else has an organised situation. They take responsibility. Unfortunately, we don't. It's after the event. It's a chaotic situation. Again, there is a huge issue of domestic dumping. Like, there's certain parts of the city that are just atrocious, where people take their rubbish out of the house and stick it into the bins. And that's a huge, huge, huge problem. There is a problem with people who have no money. There is another situation then where people are washing the plastic and it's simply being burned down in the incinerator. It's something that needs to be looked at. We spent millions, tens of millions of euros on cycleways that are not really kind of like used, and we spent nothing on this. Nothing, very, very little. We sold it over. So there's a major problem with keeping our cities clean. There's a major problem with organising how waste management is actually dealt with by the commercials and Dublin City Council. And in the meantime, if you go out onto those streets over the next few days, you'll see piles and piles and piles of rubbish. And I've seen it. Still on the streets, still in black plastic bags, no incentive. And then followed by then, you get huge big trucks coming down tiny, tiny streets causing mayhem.
In other countries, we're told there are underground chutes that you can put the stuff in. Another one says, why don't they simply organise collection, say at midnight, and all rubbish that the cafes and other establishments have accumulated during the day get taken out at midnight, and everything else that might be generated after midnight, they hold over until the next day.
I totally agree with you, but the point of the matter, there was a time when Dublin City Council as the corporation did do that. They were in charge of waste management. They did an exemplary job. Mr. Keegan, the former CEO of Dublin City Council, got rid of that. So we're back to a situation where it's a free-for-all with the commercial operators, where Dublin City Council have to negotiate what are waste management licences. Now, within the management of those contracts, there have to be some incentive as to there should be a single individual as opposed to four trucks or four different companies coming into the area. It's about putting their heads together and putting out a programme and a workable solution, which they haven't managed to get.
I mean, there's an example, I suppose, of electricity. It's delivered by the same grid for all the people who are flogging you electricity, but it's the same, if you like. So people who've got contract with many different providers, perhaps the providers get together and say, OK, you take this street and we'll take the other street and, you know, the problem, irrespective of who's paying the bill.
The problem here is that, like, when I was in Taiwan, they collect the rubbish every few minutes. The truck's gone around with a kind of a little musical sound and people go down and put the rubbish into it. In Dublin City Council, under Owen Keegan, we got rid of a lot of the depots. There's a depot just up here from this station, just in Bow Lane. There was loads of little depots like that around the city, Galston, up in Rathmines, where rubbish could be taken and then brought on to wherever it was being brought to be separated. That's now gone. So we don't have places where we can actually take the rubbish to, you know what I mean, by way of removing it every single hour from the streets. It's chaos out there. I will say again that Richard Shakespeare and his team are trying to negotiate with the commercial providers. But I would say to people, and I'd say to business out there and residents out there, be prepared. Like, we're very unprepared for the last winter. People didn't have, you know, alternative to cook food. They didn't have to have alternative electricity. They didn't have any of that. So the great climate change and the great, you know, greenwash and the great issue of retrofitting and electricity is the right way completely left the country in the dark. We've got a similar issue here when it comes to waste management. And the Green Party and indeed environmentalists would understand all of this. The failure here is with government, the failure here is with local authority, and the failure here is with the commercial enterprise. But the biggest failure is the reliance on by commercial people and by private people on these commercial enterprises that basically aren't serving them, but most importantly, they're not serving the environment.
But it's down to the city council to determine the hours at which the bins should be collected. I mean, they can do this by bylaw, I presume.
There's no enforcement, Pat. I'm sorry, Pat, but there's no enforcement.
No, but I mean, if you spot a truck that's doing a collection at an inappropriate hour, I mean,
do that. No one else does that. I do that. I go out there. I'm the bad person out there looking at the way the trucks are mounting the footpath. And I make the complaint. Dublin City Council are not proactive. They don't have a load of inspectors going out inspecting this. They don't have a load of inspectors on building sites, except they don't do that. It all comes to them by pure accident. And then they respond to it. We need to be much proactive and more in this city on every single part of how this city runs. Policing, social behaviour, antisocial behaviour, privacy, security. All of those things are impacting on the city on top of assaults, etc., etc. And now what you have is you've got a city that in actual fact is getting a bit better, but it's still filthy dirty. And you have a situation at the moment where the function is dysfunction. The function again is dysfunction. So I'm trying to clear that up in the Valentine Quarter.
Manix Flynn, independent councillor with the Dublin City Council. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
When living with cancer, it's important to be informed and know what to expect. But finding the right information can feel overwhelming. That's why UnderstandCancerTogether.com is here to help. We've gathered practical information and resources based on where you are in your cancer journey so that you can focus on the important conversations and decisions of today. UnderstandCancerTogether.com, helping you navigate life with cancer one moment at a time.